Welcome to It's Too Early podcast. This is the podcast for the young workforce in Central Illinois who are up early and building something great. I'm your host, Jack Hart, and every Tuesday and Thursday, I will sit down with the next generation of workers, leaders, and creators to talk about how they got started, where they're headed, and what keeps them going. What's their drive? These are real stories from young people figuring it out and forging their path. Because sure, it's too early, but coffee's on, mics are hot, and we got stuff to talk about. Let's get started. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Too Early podcast. This is our first official episode, and I'm thrilled to be here. It's an early one. It's going to be early for a Tuesday, but we're awake, got some caffeine in the system, and we're excited to talk business and talk with wonderful people in Central Illinois. So first off, I'd like to welcome our guest. This is Kate Hart. As you know, number one, I have to start with someone who's closest to me, been around me my entire life, but also is an entrepreneur herself and has started an absolutely wonderful business called Pristine Pastries. It is a business that is gluten-free desserts designed to be coming, you know, single packages to make it easy to cook and cook yourself. She puts the right ingredients together, and she really started this journey with Sangamon CEO about, I don't know, what, a year and a half ago, and I'm really excited to bring her on this show and have someone who's only 18 years old and talk about her wonderful business that she has decided to create. So, Kate, it's nice to have you, and welcome into the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. So, I like to start the show out with a little bit of an icebreaker question. So, something fast and fun, you know. So, Kate, tell us, everyone, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? If you had to choose one, what would that be?
So, currently, I'd probably have to say my favorite fast food restaurant has got to be McDonald's. It's just basic, and, you know, I'm gluten-free, so I can't eat the bread, but I really like their fries, and, you know, there's a McDonald's in short distance wherever I go, so it's just the most convenient.
So, we're sitting here doing a gluten-free, you know, talking about your gluten-free business, and you decide McDonald's.
Yeah.
With probably the most limited gluten-free options out there.
I mean, I like what I like. What can I say?
I can't judge you. You know, I do like going to McDonald's using my reward sometimes. So, all right, Kate. Well, let's start with you. So, tell me about your background. You know, how you started, how you got into the business idea. Start from the beginning. Tell me a little bit about how you've gotten to where you are today.
Yeah. So, I started off with my business in. Hold on, I have to sneeze. Sorry.
Good and tight.
I started off in my Sangamon CEO class, which is a class that was offered in the 217 area in Sangamon County for any senior student who wanted to, you know, go after entrepreneurship and start a business and that kind of thing. So we met every morning. It took place of one of my classes at Rochester High School, which is where I just recently graduated from.
Well, congrats on that.
Thank you. So we had to come up with a business. We could do a business ourselves, or we could have co-founders. So me and a good friend, Arabella Johnson, started a gluten-free company together, us both having celiac. And so what it is it is a ready-to-bake gluten-free pastry that is completely gluten-safe, cross-contamination-safe, and all you have to do is put it in your oven for the allotted amount of time, and you can have a fresh-baked gluten-free pastry for you whenever you need it.
No, that's awesome. So have you been cooking with gluten-free items your entire life? You said that, you know, have celiac and been around it. How long have you been, you know, testing things out, trying new recipes? Are these your own recipes? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I've had celiac, which is a condition where you cannot digest gluten, which is a substance found in wheat. So anything with flour or some sort of starches, you know, anything that's baked with that in it or even touches it, I can't eat. So I've been dealing with that since I was 6 years old, so about 12 years. So what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Oh my
I lost
gosh.
My train of thought.
Once again, that's okay, but, you know. So I was talking about, you know, gluten-free, all the recipes and things you've made. So, like, when have you started to compile the recipes and all these recipes, your own recipes or things you found online?
Yeah,
go into more examination of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, lost my train of thought. Anyway, what I did is I found recipes online, and I ended up tweaking them with gluten-free because sometimes gluten-free flour, it changes the consistency, how they bake. So I found recipes that were already made, and I switched them up a little bit, added them, put my own little twist on them. And then actually our banana bread recipe, which is one of our three products, is a family recipe that has been passed down through generations. So that is probably the product that I'm most proud of, just because that is, you know, my own made-up recipe. So
that banana bread's very tasty. I'm a big fan. It doesn't last much in our house when we were in high school and everything. So even gluten-free versus gluten-filled, it's good banana bread. So tell me something with you, you know, starting a whole brand new company and new branding and a bunch of new recipes. What's the most surprising thing in the career path? You know, something that's shocked you in the last year that you've started this new brand.
So something that has really stood out to me is the importance of networking. That was something that was really pushed in our Sangamon CEO class. You know, chivalry, like going up every time you meet someone, shaking their hand, getting to know their name, remembering names. And really just networking has been a really big part of my business. Anything that we need done, you know, we were taught the three F's, family, friends, and fools. And really you can't have a successful business without knowing other people who want to invest in your business and help you out. And then down the road who you can just lean to with their experience.
Yeah, family, friends, and fools. That's the first time I've heard that one. That's an interesting one to say. You know, I think something to go along with is, you know, networking is very key in learning names because, you know, sometimes you forget questions in a podcast, but names are definitely important to have as well. So to go down with your career path and with the Central Illinois area that we're in, we're in the Springfield, Illinois area, why Central Illinois? Why this aspect? Why this market? What's so important about this special area that's, you know, really distinct from your Chicago, your St. Louis, your big metropolitan areas?
So something that's different with Central Illinois is really all the different opportunities we have here. It's really a small, busy business, heavy market. In bigger places like the Chicago's, the New York's, the California's, just places that are more full of people, they're more aware of celiac and they have more options, where a little rural places like Central Illinois, you know, you've got Springfield, Rochester, Chatham, they don't have those resources to get the gluten-free products. And so therefore that's where we thought, you know, this would be a good opportunity to bring this stuff in so that people can have it.
Oh, of course. No, 100%. I think it's very important that people can have the access to the gluten-free. I know celiac is becoming very popular. Gluten-free diets are popular. A lot of people do that in the gym. So, you know, it's something new and exciting, which, as you see, there's not too much competition in Central Illinois. But let's say there is, you know, something pops up. You know, there's going to be obstacles. There's always obstacles in the business world. What are some of those obstacles that you has, you know, experienced in the last year? And what are some pivotal moments that said, okay, we need to go this way versus a different way? And what have you guys done with that?
Yeah, so some of our biggest obstacles, first of all, we had to deal with getting our name out there. It's really hard with, we still had like the limited resources. So we really had to, you know, go to for those connections. So first of all, we sold off at the Wakery, which is downtown. And that really helped to get our name out there so that people knew we were, we existed. And then some of our competitors that obviously we deal with are like the baked, the box mixes in stores and, you know, other gluten-free brands. But the one thing that makes us different is that a lot of gluten-free products that you can get that are already baked, they're already baked, so they're not fresh. And so the part of us being like more of a dough is that they have the fresh pastry and also single serving, because a lot of the time people with celiac, you know, they're the minority of the group. And so what happens is they'll go to a birthday party and there'll be one person who can't eat it. And so with a single serving, they can just have that and just have pop that one thing in and they can serve that. And so everybody feels included.
No, that's wonderful. And you said, you know, you want something that's not the box. It's not out of the box. How do you guys keep your products fresh? Make sure that they're good to go. Do you freeze them? Do your people that you give them to, the people you work with, your local stores that you're in, how do you manage that distribution process?
Yeah, so we assemble everything in a commercial kitchen. We're actually out of the Wakery's kitchen. They've been super nice. Definitely check them out in Springfield downtown.
Awesome.
They have been super nice to allow us to use their kitchen, their resources. really helping with all of that. Me and my co-founder, who are the ones who assemble everything at this point, are licensed. We have our food handler's license and our allergy awareness license. So you know that what is being made is not being cross-contaminated or is, you know, gross and has bacteria in it. And then once we assemble it, it's freezer safe for up to like 2 to 3 months. And so a lot of our people that we give them to, they keep them in their freezer, and then they have that 2 to 3 month window to then make them. Or you can bake them up, and they'll last about 5 to 6 days on already baked shelf life. So we just let them know when we assemble them, how long, how fresh they are. And that's pretty much what we do.
Of course, and that's wonderful. It's super easy, and, you know, you can put something in the freezer. I know I have a sister who loves to find your cookies that are just sitting in the freezer, and then she eats them. So me, I get a bad rep for doing that. But, yeah, to continue that, so you went to Rochester. You've lived in Central Illinois for 18 years. Has living in Central Illinois, growing up in Rochester, Springfield area, does that had an impact on your business and on your mind of, okay, is this my future? Am I going to put it all into Central Illinois? Am I going to move out? What's your process with that?
Of course. So Central Illinois, honestly, is someplace that is so special, and people don't realize it until they leave. Central Illinois has pretty much everything you could need. They've got Chicago's only 3 hours away. You know, St. Louis is an hour and a half, 2 hours. So we really are in a great location, because you also get that, you know, rural feel. You can be out in the country. You can do, you know, small town things. But then you can also go to those big cities if you need something or if you want to work, you know, big business. And so honestly, my plan is to come back to Central Illinois, maybe, you know, commute a little bit from Chicago. That's what, you know, our father does, and he does a pretty good job at that. I've always loved Chicago.
He's not bad. It could be better.
Yes. I've always loved Chicago, so it would be nice to move out there. But in long term, when I see, like, you know, having my business, having a family, I'm really thinking Central Illinois is the place for me, because there really is just a little bit of everything, and there's opportunities all around you.
Well, of course. I mean, you have Peoria, Champaign, Decatur, Springfield, Jacksonville, and, you know, you can put small shops and stores, and, you know, you can go to your local bakeries in each one of those towns, you know, spread it out. So next is an important segment. It's actually sponsored by Pristine Pastries, our first official sponsor of the It's Too Early podcast. It's called Think Fast. Now, in this segment, I'm going to give you 3 questions, all right?
Okay.
And you're going to have to guess the answer. These are most random questions, super exciting. Something to wake you up in the morning, because, you know, why not think of a random question? Like, just me, I always have these random thoughts, so why not have a random session where you get Jack Hart's random thoughts, all
okay.
right?
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, so your first question, which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? You're ever going to have choices here.
I have choices?
Yeah,
okay,
so
great.
A is Belgium, B is Germany, C is Switzerland, and D is United States.
I think I'm going to go with Germany.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
So the right answer is Switzerland.
Oh, Swiss chocolate.
Swiss chocolate. What are those roll-up ball things that are like
Rolos?
No, not Rolos. They're like in those really fancy packages, and you open, they're Swiss.
The Lindors.
Yeah, Lindors. Yes. Those are my favorite. I really like the Lindor balls. All right, so our second question of the segment. What was the original purpose of bubble wrap when it was invented in 1957? A, packaging. B, wallpaper. C, a toy. Or D, insulation.
You know what? I'm just going to go with what I know. I'm going to go with packing.
Packing is wrong. That is what it's for now. But wallpaper, if you would have thought, was actually made... bubble wrap was made for wallpaper. So you would go into a place, and instead of seeing, you know, your wallpaper up, it's a design, you have bubble wrap do that.
I feel like that would be so loud all the time. I'd want to just hit the walls nonstop.
I think it'd be pretty fun. I mean, you just go walk by and push bubbles all the time. You know how you always like to push and just mess
up? How often did they have to replace them, though? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. You can do your research on that.
I'll have to look it up when I get home.
Guys, you can look in a bubble wrap. It was a wallpaper. So look for pictures. Maybe I can find a picture, Anthony. We can put that up there. Mr. Producer back there. Yeah, he can find something for us. All right, so the third question. What is banned in public places in Singapore to maintain cleanliness? A, chewing gum. B, soda. C, plastic bags. And D, fast food.
I'm going to go with chewing gum.
There you go. That's correct.
I actually knew that one.
How do you know that?
I'm full of random information too. And it's just what I knew. And, you know, people always stick gum everywhere.
All right. Well, everyone, so, you know, I guess you could think of the movie Elf when there's gum there. And Elf goes and grabs the gum out. That's I always remember that as a kid. I was like, you really going to do that? I don't do gum because it hurts my jaw. And I already chomp my jaw enough. So, no gum for me. I'll take mints. But I know you like gum.
I love gum.
Do you have a favorite flavor of gum?
I really like the polar ice, just like the extra flavor. That's my go-to.
There you go. Okay. Well, with continuing this wonderful talk, so we're going to look to, you know, your personal advice, look to ahead. So what's your takes on the future of Pristine Pastries? What is your plans? I know you're going to college, which, congrats. Where are you going to college at?
I'm going to go to University of Missouri, Columbia to study business and then also study hospitality management.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say University of Missouri, Columbia. It's just Mizzou. No, I'm just kidding. Illinois all the way, by the way. ILL. It's okay. We're having fun with it. But congratulations on that. It's going to be super exciting. So what is your plan with Pristine Pastries with going off to college the next 4 years? You won't be here all the time. Have you got people hired? What is your next steps with the business?
Yeah, so our next steps, me and my co-founder are both leaving for college, me going to Missouri, and she's going down to University of Florida. So what we're planning on doing is having her little sister and a close friend of hers, they're going to run it while we're gone. We're going to give them a portion of the money, like of the profit, and so if the more they sell, the more they make, kind of that kind of concept, because, you know, we still are a small business, but they're planning on running it while we're at college, and then we will keep running our social media, making sure when we're home that they have everything set. So that's kind of our plan going into college, and we're just gonna see from there.
No, that's wonderful, and I really hope that it goes successful for you. I know it's hard being 3 hours away from your own business and being, oh man, but college is such a wonderful time. You know, I just got out of college 2 months ago, and, you know, it was good times. It was a good time, so I'm glad I graduated now and made it. But you're into great things if it's Pristine Pastries or running a hotel in the future that you've talked about before. So very excited for you.
Thank you.
So, you know, if going along with that, so you've been around here, you know, a year, figuring everything out. What's one piece of advice you could give to any of our young audience out here that said, okay, I think I want to start a business. I kind of want to hop into it. Try it out. What's one piece of advice you got for yourself?
My one piece of advice would honestly just be to go for it, because you don't know if you don't try. So I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't, you know, take my idea and actually make something of it. If it just stays an idea, you know, it's not going to become anything. So you may as well just try, right?
Of course. I mean, that's always my effort is, you know, you try and try, and you're going to fall down, and you just got to get back up.
Of course.
So, yeah, you're going to try a million things. I mean, this is what we're doing right now, trying a brand new podcast. So.
Yeah.
Super exciting. All right, so we got our last segment of the day here. So this is a rapid-fire Central Illinois question, a little bit of, you know, everything. So you're going to pick a restaurant in Central Illinois. What restaurant would you pick? This is not a fast food like the start, so something that you like to go to.
My current favorite has got to be La Fiesta Grande, which is really close in Springfield. It's a little Mexican restaurant.
Very tasty.
I love it. It's my favorite restaurant to go to. So.
Is it because of the food or the owners?
Honestly, both. Just the whole atmosphere of going there. They've got great food, great people. The customers are great. I just love the whole atmosphere. I've been going there since I was little. And, you know, it just kind of like a little home restaurant for me.
Of course. It's very tasty. We went there on Saturday.
Yes.
There was no alcohol, though. I don't know. But continuing, so what's your favorite way to relax after work? I know a lot of people, I like to go to the gym, maybe you like to take naps. I don't know, you could tell me that right now. What's your favorite thing to do after work?
Yeah, so depending on when I work, if I work in the morning, I really like to go home and take a nap. But if I'm working late at night, I really like to come home and relax, watch a movie, maybe do some coloring. I'm really into graphic designing on my iPad right now, so I'm having fun with that. Pretty much just chilling if I'm hanging out with people, and literally anything after work. But definitely if I'm working in the morning, I got to come home and take a nap.
That's awesome. I know you have a dog that likes to take naps with you, or you force the dog to take naps with you.
No,
way.
He loves me. Don't even.
I'm his favorite, but that's okay. So last couple things, Kate. I would like you to just give some thoughts, some feedback. We have a bunch of people in the audience. You know, they're in your position. What are some final thoughts or, you know, future advice, something overall to give them a boost into the future?
My advice would just be, you know, shoot for the stars, go for it. You don't know unless you try. And, you know, make sure not to burn bridges, because you never know when those connections are going to be necessary in your life.
Of course. I think that's very – networking, especially my age, is very key to, you know, making those connections from high school to down the road. You just never – no reason to burn any bridges.
Yes.
So, Kate, can you tell us how to contact you, how to get a hold of Pristine Pastry, what we need to follow?
Yeah. So we have an Instagram and a Facebook. Our Instagram is at pristine.pastries, and then our Facebook group is just Pristine Pastries. We also have an email. You can email us whenever at pristinepastries.com. 07, I think. No, 217. PristinePastries217 at gmail.com. So those are our three ways you can contact us.
Awesome. Mr. Producer back there, he'll put them on the screen for you.
Yeah.
So he makes it too easy for me, I swear. So thank you for coming on the podcast. It was wonderful having you. We're excited for what happens with Pristine Pastries in the future. We're excited that you're an official sponsor of the It's Too Early podcast. If you're looking to sponsor It's Too Early podcast, you can contact me at 217-801-2909. I repeat, 217-801-2909. Or email us at Hart, H-A-R-T-M-G, digital at gmail.com. This production is brought to you by the Hart Media Group, LLC. Anthony Ravecco is our production guy. He's back there behind the camera. We thank him once again for doing a wonderful job. And, you know, we're excited for the new podcasting business that has been happening at Hart Media Group. We can help you as a business do your own podcast. We can start ideas of doing digital media. We're here to do everything. We have the equipment. We have the expertise. We're excited for the future here at Hart Media Group, LLC. So, Kate, thank you for coming today, and we are excited for the future of you and how everything is going to work out. And, you know, God bless you for the work you're doing and the stuff you're doing for an impact on Central Illinois. So thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. And, guys, we are excited. We will see you back on Thursday. We got a wonderful guy coming in. You know, I might love and hate. He's special, but he is fun. He's exciting. He's going to be thrilling. I'm super excited to have him on the podcast on Thursday morning. So everyone, this Tuesday, you have an absolutely wonderful day. Thank you for joining us on the It's Too Early podcast. We're just starting, guys. It's, you know, it's too early. It's too early to do anything. It's too early to say if this is going to be great or not. I think it's going to be a success. But thank you for joining, and I hope you guys are having a great day. And thanks for listening on YouTube. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, you name it. We're there. Also follow Hart Media Group on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're there, guys. All right? Kate, thank you so much, and we're excited for the future. Have a nice, great day.